this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns and those who dig. You dig.
Morski raport z 15. Kino otoka. Pretekli teden se je v Izoli odvil že 15. filmski festival Kino Otok Izola Cinema. Čez dan je potekal poglobljeni program za profesionalce, mulci so imeli na voljo nekaj delavnic, pozni večeri pa so bili namenjeni sodelovanju s kolegi z obale Radijem Nor, a.k.a. neodvisnim obalnim radijem. Med drugim pa smo lahko slišali tudi Jimmy Barka Experience. Tokrat bo najprej na mesto recenzije katerega od filmov, ki si jo lahko obetate v prihodnih dneh ali tednih, na mesto nas spregovorila reportaža. Ok, natančneje, spregovorili so kar avtori sami. V petek popovdne je bil v Art kinu Odeon predvajan prav poseben film. Niko Novak in Matevž Jerman sta od filma, ki ga je posnel Vlado Škafar, dobila material, ki ni bil uporabljen v filmu in ga s pomočjo Nikove poezije in glasbe zmontirala v novo celoto. Od tod tudi ime filma, ostanki, izpovedi duhovom. Glasba iz filma z izjemo ene pesmi sicer še ni bila predstavljena javnosti. Več o genezi filma je povedal Niko Novak.
In 2014 I was asked to participate as a production designer in Vlado's film Mama. And of course I was happy to do that, and because I know his work and I know the way he works. And then I went to see the film in Rotterdam, and after the film I asked him, can I have what didn't go into the film, because I knew the material. And he and Petra Wiedmann agreed, the producer. So I asked Matthias, because we just finished one short film, Sheetlings and Flower Struggle, if we could do something together on it. So we were struggling for a month or two. Me being a musician, recorded this album. So we started to edit on the music, like thinking that maybe we just try bits and pieces here and there. But then the idea grew.
V soboto je bil predvajan tudi nov film angažiranega srbskega režiserja Želimirja Žilnika. Tokratni film ni dokumentarne narave, čeprav ga je kot takega sprva želel posneti. Zakaj je posnel igrani celovečerec, ki je bil delno sneman tudi v Second Home v tovarni Rok, je Žilnik povedal na pogovoru po projekciji.
In 2015 I had a film What is happening on a route, Balkan route, when refugees are heading towards the EU countries. Maybe this film was also here shown. It was called Logbook Srbistan. After that film, which was quite well known in Europe and also around the world, I got in contact with Austrian producer, Naruk Film, Peter Oesker. He said, Žilnik, it's an interesting film, but when the migrants come in EU, then they actually start completely new life. They have to adapt to new values, language, and culture. Are you maybe interested to research that and to make the film? How do they start living as a citizens of European Union? And I said, yes, of course. So we start researching and talking. And after 2 weeks, I understand that among the migrants, there are a lot of educated and clever people, some of them brilliant, being able to learn German language, English language, or French just in 8 months. But they told me, look, Žilnik, we are now going to stay here for the whole life. So it is uncomfortable for us if we tell our biographical stories, who are so full of stressful situations. Beside me, who is here, I have seven brothers in Syria. And one brother is in one fraction. Another brother is pushed to serve the army by Assad. The third brother ran away in Russia. So I said, look, we want to be a part of your film, but just do something else. Let us act, not speak interviews. I said, look, but I can only give you the material to act if I first listen all your stories, write it down, and then actually give, for instance, to Ahmed, the story, what was spoken by Nusret, then to Ali, the story, what was spoken by Muhammad. And they say, okay, we want to do. So we made somehow film you are going to see, which is mostly on 99% based on what I learned by listening them, but it is not a documentary film. It is a first fiction film where the whole cast is by migrants.
Pogled v dokumentarni film dokumentarni del festivala nam je razkril tudi zgodbo zgodovine prašiča v nas, belgijskega režiserja Jana Vromana, ki ga v teh dneh lahko ujamete tudi v Kinodvoru. Režiser se je za prašiče odločil zato, ker prihaja iz vasi, kjer je bil bolj obdan s prašiči kot z ljudmi. Zgodovinsko popotovanje po prostoru in času s prascem v žarišču ima tudi vegansko-aktivističen pridih. Sploh ob podrobnem prikazu izdelave paštete v tovarni. Vsa okolja, v katerih je bil sneman film, pa so dodatno pravlično prikrita. Tako izvemo le, v katerih državah se je potepal, ne pa natančnih lokacij, s katerimi pogosto postrežejo dokumentarni filmi. No, pa se podajmo še na pot raznolikega nabora kratkih filmov, ki so bili predvajani v sklopu videa na plaži. V naboru kratkih filmov smo lahko videli kar dva, ki sta nastala v sklopu filmskih delavnic na Grossmanovem festivalu fantastičnega filma in vina, ki se bo čez dober mesec začel v Ljutomeru. Eden je že večkrat videni film Šola Aerona Horvata, drugi je bil Ugriz vesti, griža savesti. Nastja Kotnik-Minik, članica produkcijske ekipe, je povedala, da je bil film narejen v zgolj 4 dneh tekom festivala, vendar je bil scenarij o prijazni vampirki napisan že vnaprej. Žanrski film je predstavljal tudi film Tomaža Gorkiča z naslovom Metod. Gre za film o Metodu Tropcu, ki je sprva sicer dobil financiranje za razvoj scenarija, v nadaljevanju projekta pa nobenih drugih finančnih sredstev projektnih razpisov. Ker filma zaenkrat ne morejo dokončati v celovečerni obliki, so najprej posneli kratki film, ki deluje tudi kot teaser. Zakaj je umankanje financiranja lahko problem? Gorkič.
Genre movies, especially the horror, it's not cheap ones. You know, if you want to do it in the proper way, to do it in the right light, with the right makeup, with the right effects, everything is expensive. You know, you can do it for free till one line, but if you want to cross this line, you have to do it properly. You have to do it with the right equipment, with the right people, and those people are really busy people, and they don't do it for free. For example, now I'm finishing my second feature movie, which is called The Curse of Walburga, and it's going to be made in fall this year, and it's done completely without any support from the government or any other institute, and it was really hard.
Eksperimentalni film je zastopala Kristina Kokal, študentka fotografije, ki je film posnela na film.
It was actually around 35, okay. But it was not shot on a motion picture camera, but with a normal still frame camera. So it was basically a frame by frame animation, stop motion animation, and then combined together about 60 films, I think, so about 100 meters of film, shot together and rolled. But I looped, I used loops.
svež pristop je obral tudi Vid Merlak, ki je poustvaril pogovore in sicer kako bi Facebook pogovori izpadli v resničnosti domače dnevne sobe. Vključno smeškoti in žalkoti in neuporabo šumnikov.
Well, the film is actually my diploma work. It was first my diploma work, but then I also applied to the U30 Plus program that Axioma has for young artists, I think up to the age of 35, I'm not sure. Yanis? Yes. So you should apply. I think this year it's too late, maybe next year. But yes, basically I sent an application, they accepted it. I'm really glad they did. We got some funding from the government and the municipality of Ljubljana, which is also always nice to have some money to make films.
So as you said, this dialogue comes from your personal messages. So it's like literal copy-paste, or did you adjust it?
I mean, there's some parts missing in between, of course. Like I think the chats, like from the first part of the movie till the last part, there's maybe like a year and a half in between. But yeah, like I already started the project when I was still with the person, Tiasa also. But yeah, like somehow it just happened that also I got dumped over Facebook. So, you know, it was like a really nice ending. Thank you, Tiasa. We did have like many fights over social media, which were pretty funny to us when we read them back. Like, yeah, imagine us saying these things to each other, like in real life. They sound really retarded.
Toliko na kratko z 15. filmskega festivala Kino Otok, ki bo v Ljubljani gostoval že spet 16. junija. Pa lep pozdrav. Pijan.
See, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns, and those who dig. You dig.
.3 MHz. Radio Student. The best in town.